on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, the American Association of Christian Counselors, you'll find their website at aacc.net. It's an organization committed to assisting Christian counselors, the entire quote-unquote community of care, licensed professionals, pastors, and lay church members. Well, they're proud to announce the release of a powerful new book, actually celebrating 50 years of a Bible study. Donna Fisher, the author of Change of Pace, 50 Years of Shepherding God's Sheep with Love and Power. And heading into Mother's Day, we thought, what a great opportunity to catch up with Donna, step into her garden somewhat, and consider some of the stories found with her, her mother, daughter, and others. But Donna Fisher, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Donna, for those unfamiliar with the American Association of Christian Counselors, again, that information found at aacc.net, what would you tell our listeners?
It's definitely a God-inspired, rooted ministry. The counselors are definitely hand-picked, and they are awesome. It's just, to me, a wonderful counseling ministry.
Now, this book that we mentioned, Change of Pace, new to many it will be, 50 years, though, of shepherding God's sheep with love and power. Take us back. Take us back to the inspiration and some of the stories associated with this. And again, especially as we head into Mother's Day, some of these stories associated with you and your mother, your daughter, and so on.
Yes, my story starts by I lived in a very troubling childhood. I was a farmer's daughter. I worked very hard in the farm. I was born with a curvature of the spine, which made me very teary. Every day I felt pain. But my mother didn't realize that I had this struggling back problem and worked me extremely hard. And if I didn't work to her pleasure, then she would whoop me. I had many, many whoopings as a child. And so that's how I grew up, not feeling the love of a mother. I never felt a hug from her. Her story was hard too as a child. I didn't know that, and I just was a child feeling unloved. But when I was invited, and this is so interesting, it was by a counselor, a woman who saw my sad spirit. And she said, would you like to join me at a Bible study? Well, I'd never gone to a Bible study. And she said, the topic of it is God's love. I went, well, thought in my soul, I don't think God loved me. My mother never loved me. I'm sure God doesn't, but I'm interested. I want to know what love is. So I did go. And the interesting part was that she wanted us to forgive those who had hurt us. How could I forgive someone who beat me so much? When she got close to me, her arms, I felt like would strike at me. Even as an adult, when I got married and married a wonderful, loving man, and then I had children and I still was unhappy, I still, when I got close to my mother, had these terrible feelings of hatred. The counselor said, the next week, she said, I think you better go back and forgive your mother and ask her for forgiveness for your attitude. And I went, yes, I have an attitude. I really have grown to hate her. But how could I ever go back? But I did. I went back to my mother. I went to her one day, didn't tell her I was coming, showed up and said, Mother, I'm here to tell you I hate you. But I'm done with this. I want it to be different. I want us to have a relationship. Can you forgive me? And she started to cry. She said, forgive you. I'm the one that needs to be forgiven. I don't know how to love. My mother never hugged me. I don't know of a childhood of love. Well, we both started to cry. I said, stand up, Mother. I want a hug from you. we hugged for the first time. I was 30 years old. And the same arms that came around me were the same arms that beat on me many times. And I could forgive her. And then after that, I thought, how in the world can we get together and do things and find love within each other's hearts? And the Lord gave me the idea of having a Bible study. Neither her nor I knew much about God's word, so I went to a local Bible college and found a Bible study teacher who was so willing to come and teach. And it was an undenominational Bible study. I put a little ad in the paper. 15 came the first morning, and that was 50 years ago. Hundreds and thousands have come through this Bible study and have felt forgiven and loved. And so that's part of my story.
Well, I want to connect with someone who's listening, Donna, and I'm sure in the years that you've shared this testimony, it's not uncommon for someone who's listening to say, "That's my story," and looking for a way for forgiveness, looking for a way of healing, and is that something that through change of pace, 50 years of shepherding God's sheep with love and power, is that a tool you feel would be well received by someone that has experienced much of what you experienced as a young lady?
Oh my, yes. They come into our doors. I don't know where they come from, but I have strangers almost every week that find us. We're just a Bible study where we do study God's word, of course, but we also are a place where we feel loved and cared about, and many souls are hurting. You know, if we don't take care of the hurt, it's like a wound that's festering, and it will fester and fester inside our soul until we clean it out and get rid of the poison so that God can fill that void with his love. And that's what I share every week. And I do see lots of changes. God is changing many hearts. That's why we call it Change of Pace. It's a place of change.
Well, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Donna Fisher, author of the American Association of Christian Counselors book that's a special release called Change of Pace, 50 Years of Shepherding God's Sheep with Love and Power. Donna, one of the other things I want to dial into is something you said early in the testimony you were sharing, where you ran into a counselor who could see what was, she saw something. I don't know how much of your story she was aware of, but she saw something. And how important is it for us as we look to bring healing to others through the love of Christ, how important is it for us to be attentive to the stories that others have, the people that are right near us that may be hurting and we just really haven't been that attentive to?
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I was absolutely dumbfounded when this woman said to me, "Donna, when you smile, your smile is beautiful. But when you don't smile, your radiance is so sad." She said, "Is there something going on inside of you?" And I said to her, I looked shocked, and I said, "Well, actually, there is." I said, "I prayed." I love the Cinderella story. I figure if Cinderella could find someone to come along and get her out of her ugly childhood, certainly if I asked God, maybe he would get me out of my childhood that was painful and bring me Prince Charming and into a land of happiness forever. And you know, he did that. He answered that prayer. But here I was. I had my husband, wonderful, loving man. Then I thought, well, I'm still unhappy. Maybe I need children. So we had two little girls, I love those little girls. But do you know, I found that I was doing to them what my mother did to me. I wasn't taught how to love and reprimand in a loving way. Every night I'd go up into their bedrooms and put my hands on their head and pray, God, please forgive me if I hurt them. Please take away the memory that they'll never remember it. And that just was where I was when this counselor said, you look like you have a sad spirit. I appreciated the fact that she was in tune with other people's spirits. In other words, the Holy Spirit spoke to her that here is a woman who needs help. I love that. It's not about the paycheck and going to pay someone for counseling. It's about sweetly bringing in focus someone who is unhappy. And that's what she did. And she took me to this little class. There was only six of us in the class. And we all didn't know God's love. It was a beautiful way to begin. How can I love others if I don't know that God loved me? So when I found that out, that was power for my life. I changed so much when I understood that God loved me. My husband noticed a change. I don't know if my children did. They were really tiny. They say they don't remember that I was a door-slamming kind of a person. So I'm happy to know that God can change us from the inside out. But it was a counselor who noticed my attitude.
Well, that is a great encouragement for those that, as I mentioned, this isn't uncommon. Someone else surely is listening that has dealt with this. Maybe they're hearing their story through you. And Donna, I want to thank you for the time you took to prepare a change of pace. And now 50 years of shepherding God's sheep with love and power. We want to encourage our listeners, a reminder of the website we mentioned at the top of this discussion. It's the American Association of Christian Counselors. You will find at AACC.net. I'm looking at the homepage right now. There's a membership to it, but you can find a counselor. They have events, webinars, resources, a store. You can even create an account on the website. Donna, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I thank you so much again for your steadfastness to share the love of Christ through your experience and being an open book so others can find healing the way you did. God bless you. And again, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. I so appreciate it. God bless.
And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.